This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. U.S. and foreign automakers today report sales for the month of May. That's for cars and SUVs and pickups. Vehicle sales this year are on an upward trend as American consumers face relatively low gas prices, very low interest rates, and lots of new models on the market. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Since the recession ended, Americans have flocked to car dealerships. This year's shaping up to be the best in 15 years. And not because of low, low prices or ridiculous cash rebates either, says analyst Ephraim Levy at S&P.
We're close to near record levels in terms of average transaction prices for vehicles, and recently the incentive levels have been declining.
Higher prices, lower incentives, good for automakers because they don't have to give away piles of cash just to move cars off the lot. Instead, they're enticing buyers with quality and gadgetry and that new car smell. Consumers are doing pretty well, too, says Bankrate.com's Greg McBride.
With more people working, gas prices down, those that had put off buying a car in recent years jumped back into the market.
They're jumping especially into new SUVs and pickups, Jeeps, Chevy Silverados. It's those low gas prices, plus construction work is finally picking up, and contractors like their rides big. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Also, the Detroit Free Press is reporting that Ford will cut short its typical shutdowns of some factories this summer to make 40,000 extra aluminum-bodied pickup trucks. The backlog for those trucks may have driven some buyers to competitors.